What a big night for you guys, especially that third inning, a five-run third. A great night for you guys overall here and picking up a win here against a very good Hayes team.
You know, it is a big win for us. You know, we knew today that we were going to come out and face one of their best pitchers, and we kind of talked about it before the game. And, you know, the first time through, you know, he kind of beat us, and we made some adjustments there in that inning. And, you know, we had some good two-strike approaches, and we were able to just to get to him. We put a five spot on him, and it gave us a lead early, and it gave us some good momentum, and we carried it all the way through the game.
You know, and going back to that third inning, what was really big for you guys, all your runs came with two outs. And you talk about having two-out rallies sometimes, but having five runs scored with two outs, that's pretty special for your team.
It was, and, you know, I attribute it really to the guys, you know, understanding what the pitcher up there was trying to do. He was throwing a lot of off-speed pitches to us, and our guys made some adjustments and really just stayed in the middle of the field, driving the ball in the center of the field, and it worked out. I mean, we had some big two-out hits. I think we had a couple two-strike hits, you know, that allowed us to keep the inning alive, and, you know, it worked out for us.
It did, and you kind of had to hold off some danger there, and it was good to see Kyle Colin bounce back after that rough collision of the wall. It looked like he had made the catch, and the ball jarred in that eighth inning, ended up being an inside-the-park home run. But it was big because he was able to come back and give you guys an RBI sack fly in that top of the ninth for an insurance run.
You know, he showed me some courage and some guts right there. You know, it would have been easy for me to just go get him and pull him out of the game. You know, he lost his breath. He crashed in that wall pretty hard. He did make the catch, and it came out when he hit the wall. You know, but, you know, we call him Red. Red was out there, man. He went out there, and he plays hard, and he plays a good center field for us. And, you know, he laid there for about a minute, you know, and the coach from the other team and I were talking to him. He's like, I'm fine. Just let me catch my breath. He got up. You know, he was still a little bit shook, so we gave him a few minutes. But, you know, he's a competitor. And he wants to be out there, and he didn't let us pull him out, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's big what he was able to do. And then your pitcher, Gabriel Sotomayor, in the eighth inning, he gave up a single, struck out, gave up a double, struck out, gave up a walk, bases loaded, gets a huge fly out there in the bottom of the eighth inning with the tying run on first, and they go ahead run it at the plate there. That was a big out, and that kind of gave you guys some momentum for that ninth inning.
It really did. You know, Gabe goes out there. He's a power arm, you know, so he struggled a little bit with his control a little bit early. But, you know, we know that, that when he goes out there, he's going to give us a chance to win, and we left him out there, and we, you know, we have confidence that he's going to be able to do his job, and he did.
Your pitchers, I thought, did pretty good tonight. Brady Rodriguez really did a good job starting off. Five innings for him, had three strikeouts there, and then followed up by Nick Wilson, good two solid innings. Then Sotomayor, and then Brock Noten closing out the game there, and three up and three down in the ninth inning there. And what a way for your pitching staff against this team that put up 26 runs at Derby on Saturday.
Right. You know, I mean, it's the one thing that I tell our pitchers, and, you know, they struggled early for us, is just keep getting out there competing, pitch to contact. You know, if they swing and miss, it's, you know, just it's good for them. You know, it builds their confidence. But I feel like our pitching staff's starting to come around, and they're starting to compete, and they're really doing what we're asking them to do. And Ryan Roth and Robert Beltran, our pitching coaches out there, they're doing a great job with our guys, keeping them pumped up, you know, keeping them in the game, keeping them warm in the bullpen, and just constantly encouraging them to get out there and compete to the best of their ability.
You're going to face this team again Wednesday night. You face Liberal, one of the top teams as well in the Jayhawk Conference, tomorrow night at home. And first time seeing Liberal, and it's going to be a pretty big back-to-back night at home for you guys.
Yes, it will be. You know, tomorrow we got big Connor Van Cleve going for us tomorrow, and we expect a quality start from him. You know, it'll be his last start with us before he leaves for a few weeks. We're hoping he's able to come back. But, you know, every time we give him the ball, he keeps the game competitive for us, and he keeps us in the game, and I expect him to do the same tomorrow.
All right. Once again, Coach Tony Gonzalez joining us here, as it's a three-game win streak now for Dodge City, their longest of the year, and their 500 in conference play with a big road win here at Hayes. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.